Can somebody guarantee to us that the current coalition would not embrace neo-Nazis like they do now? Right. The Svoboda Party was elected to the Ukrainian parliament in December 2012. At that time, the European Union protested, and just like in the case of Mr. Haider, election in Austria, they said no one in Ukraine, in Ukrainian politics, should cooperate with the Svoboda Party. Now this gentleman and his party is a member of the coalition, supported by the West, promoting anti-Russian, anti-Semitic statements publicly in the parliament. And the lady from that party, named Fareon, who is in charge of educational reform, applauded what happened in Odessa. So I believe we have to start not from artificial, hypothetical questions whether somebody would be invading something, but by the substance of how people are going to feel in any country on earth.